The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 31 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default, you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on Earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It's important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close to Father. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and you will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how to do this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective, and my aim is to teach you how to do this. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's J-A-M-E-S at endtimeissueministries. Today we're going to look at the contest, part two, continuing from last week. Overview. There's an almost universal lack of awareness of the contest between the Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, and Satan. The contest is summarized in last week's broadcast and continued in this broadcast. We'll pick up where we left off, and then consider the categories of human beings, starting with the anointed ones. We'll look at the intellectual believers in Yah and then the good unbelievers. We'll then discuss intellectual servants of Satan and illuminated ones. We'll then look at judgment in this life and discuss Yah's blessings and Satan's curses. We'll then discuss judgment at the end of the age. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this article continues to be based, on 2021-0402, the essence of the rules of engagement in the contest. And we're continuing in the discussion of the contest. As I said a minute ago, there's an almost universal lack of awareness of the contest between the Creator, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing, and Satan. The contest was summarized in last week's broadcast, and I'm going to continue today. Now, you may ask me, why do we need to talk about Satan? Why do we need to talk about evil? The fact of the matter is that if you seek to draw close to the Almighty, you will automatically become a threat to the forces of darkness, and they will do everything they can to take you out. So if you don't understand what's going on, if you don't understand the battle that's waged in the spirit realm, you will be completely taken out. I think, for example, of a, a man who walks quite closely with me, who was sidetracked a few weeks ago. He found himself in a bus, brushed against by a woman who was very scantily dressed, and some demons were transferred, and he started to have all sorts of unrighteous thoughts and really went off track for a few days until he contacted me and said, I'm battling, I don't know how to cope with this. And the fact was that some demons had jumped off this woman onto him. They were just taking him down all sorts of thoughts and things that were absolutely wrong. And he was battling to cope with it. And so I had to explain to him what was going on and what he needed to pray. And the tragedy was that in the sort of fall that he had, he lost a lot of his anointing. He lost a lot of his peace. And it went on for several days. Whereas if he'd been cognizant of these things, the minute this woman touched him, he would have realized and said, in the name of Yeshua, I bind any demons that are transferred to me from this woman. I command you to leave me now and go where Father Yah sends you. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers to bind, tear down, cast out, and send where you want to go the demons that I've just named. And that would have been the end of it. But he didn't know to do that. Or he did at some level, but he didn't think to do it. And so he was hurt. And his family was hurt as a result. Because the demons came onto him, they came onto his wife, they came onto his children. So it was a whole rigmarole to get him free. And that's why you need to know about the contest, folks. So picking up where we left off, point number 14, the essential basis of evaluating the situation, this is now in the rules of engagement, would be the 10 laws or the 10 commandments, commonly known today as the 10 commandments. And with relationship with Yah is evidenced by infilling with the spirit of Yah and personal relationship. If there were not a single human being who satisfied these conditions at the end of either the 6,000 years or the 7,000 years, then Satan would be found to have won the contest and would rule on earth for eternity, together with the messengers who'd followed him and the spirits of all the human beings who'd submitted to him throughout the period. These spirits are the demons, also known as ancestor spirits. All those who had relationships with Yah and who were serving him on earth at that time at some level would be entitled to enter heaven and spend eternity with Yah and be removed. However, there was a further clause. Since Yah is uncompromisingly righteous, Satan reasoned that if he and those who followed him were to face utter destruction in the lake of fire and brimstone, if Satan lost the contest, then it was only right that those humans who had to some extent followed Satan in sin, even though they had some level of relationship with Yah, should have a part in the lake of fire and brimstone commensurate with whatever unconfessed sin they had on the day of judgment if Yah won the contest. Yah agreed to that. It's vital to understand the above in order to understand life on earth today. Note that Satan lost the first round of the contest up to the end of the first 6,000 years when there was a human being in right standing and relationship who was able to convene the court of heaven and have Satan sentenced for 1,000 years in the pit. But note that there was only one, and it was touch and go right through to the end, and that person spent several years sanctifying themselves, cleansing themselves, getting in right standing with Father. And it was all done undercover. Even the guy's wife didn't know what was going on there. So, folks, you need to understand this stuff because you're going to be if you're going to serve Yah, you need to understand the battle that you're getting involved in. So to sum up, Satan is seeking to lead every human being into sufficient sin and sufficiently far from Yah that there is no one at the end of the 7,000 years to call on Yah for judgment. Yah is seeking to lead as many people as possible into right standing in order to satisfy his desire to have fellowship and relationship with these intelligent human beings that he's created, who exercise their discretion, intellect, and will to serve him to the end. Note that at some level, Yah hasn't had interaction with every human being on earth in every age in terms of sharing knowledge. Even the most extreme Satanists and witches have knowledge from Yah in what they do. And Yah desires that every person should come to repentance and be saved, but he's constrained by what human beings pray and do. Note that only human beings have authority on earth during this period. Neither Yah nor Satan can do anything on earth unless they do it through a human being who is alive at that point in time. Yah influences human beings through relationship. Satan influences them through manipulation, control, deceit, fear, etc. This is why it was necessary for Yeshua to come to earth as 100% human. If he were not 100% human, he would have had no authority on earth. See the article 2010-12-12, How Did Yeshua, incorrectly Jesus, Accomplish What He Did? So there's a huge tension going on here. On the one hand, the satanic and demonic realm are doing everything they can to lead people astray. And on the other hand, Yah is doing what he can within the constraints of the contest to bring people closer to him. But because of the constraints of the contest, it's actually turned out, unfortunately, easier for Satan than it is for Yah. Those that satisfy the criteria of faithfulness and obedience will spend eternity with Yah in heaven, and those that do not will either spend eternity on earth with Satan or will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone on the day of judgment to be utterly consumed, depending on whether Satan defeats Yah in this contest. Thus, it is utterly false to say, look at the back of the book, the Bible, we win. Satan is doing everything he possibly can to delude human beings into believing that everything is okay and they have nothing to worry about. The fact of the matter is that there are very few people on earth today who are truly serving Father wholeheartedly and are free of error. There are a few, but they're not many. There's a lot of people who think they are, but they're walking in error. Yah's name is Yah. It's not God. It's not Hashem. It's not the Lord. It's not G_D. It's Yah, or Yah the Eternal, as in Yah the Eternally Self-Existing. Yeshua's name is Yeshua, Yahushua, not Jesus. And he's a man, not God in the flesh. It was the spirit of Yah on Yeshua that was Yah in the flesh. And so it goes, and there's a whole lot of information on this on the website and in previous broadcasts. So I want to talk about categories of human beings. Jean, if you could put that image up, please. So in order to better understand the situation on Earth today, it's vital to understand that there are different categories of human beings. These categories are determined spiritually and not in terms of physical appearance or other physical attributes. And what you see on the diagram here is this jagged mountain, the mountain of Yah, just as metaphor. And those that are close to Yah are high up on the mountain, and those that are not are down in the sea beneath the mountain. So the anointed ones are near the top of the mountain. They have a personal relationship with Yah demonstrated by some level of infilling of his spirit. These are the anointed ones, the Christ's incorrect use of language. Well, these approximately 5,000 today, probably less now, are having a material impact on the events on earth counted by approximately 5,000 highly illuminated ones, that's down at the bottom left of that diagram, who's serving Satan and who are filled with demons. Note that it is possible for one of these anointed ones to fall away at a level where they come to serve Satan at a deep level, but up to a certain point there's a possibility that with the right intercession Yah can bring them back. Most of these anointed ones are in serious error at this time, particularly relating to worshipping Jesus, the wrong names, the Bible, the Sabbath, worshipping the Bible, the wrong Sabbath, etc. Yeshua is the example, the role model for this group of people, otherwise the way. And it's important to understand that people say Jesus is the way. He is not the portal to heaven. He is the example of how you get to heaven. Then we have the intellectual believers in Yah, those of further down the mountain. They have a head knowledge of the things of Yah, but no relationship and no infilling with the Spirit of Yah. These people have some intellectual recognition of the reality of the Creator, but they're not in relationship with Him and therefore rely on intellect and other people to guide them instead of turning to Yah directly. A huge number of people who rely on the Bible fall into this category. Most of these people have a betrothal portion of Yah's Spirit. They've recognized His existence but have no relationship. All of these people are in serious error, and many have fallen away to a point where in practice they're serving Satan more than Yah. Many of them follow their demons and intellect, speak against Yah's anointed ones, and eventually blaspheme the set apart Spirit of Yah and are rejected. See the article 1309:10, the confrontation a rejected person experiences when they die. These people generally totally misunderstand what is happening on earth, and some of them make very harsh, pride-filled, grossly wrong judgments based on their mistaken interpretation of the Bible. Most of these people have more of a relationship with the Bible than they do with Yah, and I've said that in the context of Christians, the same applies to Muslims and the Quran and to Jews and the Torah. And it applies to all the other religions as well. In some extent, the different religions have different levels of relationship with Yah. But the vast majority of people who are running around claiming to be believers fall into this category. Then we get the good unbelievers, which is the whole spread across the horizontal line at the bottom of that mountain curve. These are generally good people. They're the vast majority of people on the planet. They're just doing what they do according to the norms of their society. They're heavily demonized and in general deception. They think it's okay to just live a good life, whatever they understand by good, because after all, God understands. No, He doesn't. From Yah's perspective, these people are serving Satan more than they're serving Him. They will become demons when they die, and they will be cast into the lake of fire on the day of judgment if Yah is victorious. And the sad thing about it is that up till today, over 100 billion human beings have died in this category and are demons. It's really important to understand. I once had dinner with an eminent professor who I greatly esteemed, and he said to me, we had a discussion about religion, and he said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's about leading a good life. And that was many years ago, and I didn't have an answer for him. And then, as I said earlier, Father then said to me, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me in heaven when they don't believe I exist? I mean, it's kind of self-evident, folks. If you don't have a relationship with the Creator, and I'm not talking about a relationship with Jesus or God or the Lord or Hashem, I'm talking about a relationship with Yah, the eternally self-existing, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. If you don't have a relationship with Him, why do you think you're going to go to heaven when you die? Then we get to the intellectual servants of Satan. So that's where we're ramping down on the left into the pit on that diagram. They have a head knowledge of the things of Satan, but they have no relationship with Satan and no material infilling with demons. In other words, demon possession, as distinct from demon oppression. Demon oppression is demons on you, which is the vast majority. Demon possession is where a Satanist or a witch or a warlock invites demons to come and dwell in them in the space that's reserved for the spirit of Yah. So these are the run-of-the-mill junior witches, wizards, and warlocks, etc. They know about the things of Satan, and they pay lip service to serving him, but they lack the power. They're just as ineffective as the Category 2 believers. I don't want to go in detail into the servants of Satan, but you need to be aware of the fact that they're there. The person who sits next to you at work could be one of these people. And then the illuminated ones, which is the satanic equivalent of the anointed ones near the top of the mountain. These are ones at the, near the bottom of the pit. Those deeply committed to serving Satan, who know who he is, have met him at some level, actively invite demons to possess them, and constantly seek high levels of illumination. They drink human blood, they eat human flesh, they're at the upper end of the scale, regularly offer human sacrifices. Women give birth to children, which they kill and eat. They sacrifice and eat. They've probably killed and eaten their parents, brothers and sisters, etc. As mentioned above, Yah says that there are about 5,000 who are really having an impact on the world. And there's a much smaller number who are really deeply involved. They're distributed throughout society. Some are visibly evil at a level where they keep a low profile, but the vast majority simply look like average human beings. Some of them even host quite respectable TV shows or in governments, etc. For more information, see the article 2013-1002, Illuminated versus Anointed. Satan is the role model for this group. You may have been shocked by what I just shared with you, but the fundamental basis of the abortion industry, and it's an industry, it's not a medical practice, is to generate human blood and human flesh for Satanists to drink and eat, because it is an abomination in the sight of Yah, and that by doing that, they make themselves an offense, a stench to Yah, and they increase their commitment to Satan because they are given to understand that there is no way that Yah will ever accept them. So, the next time you say there's no satanic or demonic, go and get some videos of the way late-term human, they're not even embryos, they're little babies, are just mutilated to kill them and take them out of the mother's womb. And then tell me that abortion is acceptable. It's abortion if you stop the fertilized egg implanting in the womb. Everything after that is murder. From that point on is murder. Note that there are also anointed ones serving Yah in all walks of society, albeit that many are in more humble, low-key situations. Sometimes even the most intensely evil are brought back to Yah through intense intercession and witnessed by Yah's servants. Others commit sins that are beyond salvation, and then knowing that their fate is irrevocably tied to Satan's success, they become more intensely committed to Satan. Simplistically, the above can be presented graphically by the diagram that's on the screen. The anointed ones, as I've said, are on the far right-hand side, seeking to climb the mountain to get close to Yah, and this stresses as a metaphor. The illuminated ones are on the far left, seeking to draw close to Satan in the pit. The categories 2 and 4 are on the sloping portions of the curve, and the bulk of the world's population, category 3, is on the level portion in the middle. Yeshua is at the extreme right, and Satan is at the extreme left. Folks, I hope that graphically presents a picture that maybe you've never thought about. Where do you want to be on that graph? You can be on the mountain and at least have some level of relationship with Yah, or you can be in the pit with a relationship with Satan, or you can be in the middle ground with no relationship with either. It's your choice. In all the above, Satan's stratagem is to infiltrate sin and error into the entire human population. And so we find that almost every person on earth has some level of sin and error, and most have considerable error. Even those that appear good are actually in serious error. Even those in close relationship with Yah largely have serious error. In every case, the forces of darkness get people to focus on the error and sin in the lives of others, when in fact the only sin and error that they should be concerned with is that in their own lives, and they should seek the truth and good in the lives of others that they can learn from. See the article Seek Truth Not Error on the website. John, you can take that diagram down. Thanks so much. So there you have it, folks. Satan's cohorts are doing everything they can to get to a place where there's nobody on the mountain, or at the most, some people on the very lower levels of the mountain. As things stand at the moment, most of the people on the mountain have serious error. They're using the name God instead of Yah or the Almighty. They're referring to Jesus instead of Yahushua. They're observing the Sunday Sabbath, and so on and so on and so forth. And these comparable errors in Islam, comparable errors in Judaism, comparable errors in Buddhism, and so on and so forth. They're all in serious error. Very few are truly resisting Satan at a really significant level. And that's going to get worse, folks. So if you are at some level inclined to serve Yah and climb the mountain, you need to get free of error. And that's what my ministry is about. That's what the website is about. Note that apart from Satan, every human being has some truth and some good. And apart from Yahushua, every human being has some error and some evil. From this, it'll be apparent that today virtually the entire population of the planet is at some material level serving Satan more than they are serving Yah. Drawing close to Yah can be likened to seeking to climb the mountain that I've just shown you. It's very difficult to climb, and it's very easy to slip down and away from Yah. The rewards are huge, and I've spoken at those at length in the last few months. The series, Where Will You Spend Eternity? Seeking a High Throne in Heaven. I refer you to that, and I suggest that you go to the broadcast link on the near the top of the menu on the website and listen or read the back issues. Think about it, folks. You can make a difference. You can help to stem the tide of evil, and you can be rewarded in heaven for doing so with a very high throne. Or you can carry on doing whatever it is you're doing at the moment, at whatever level of mediocre service to the Almighty, and not make a significant impact and not be qualified for a significant place in heaven when you die. And then judgment in this life. All human beings on earth are subject to judgment in this life, although the forces of darkness focus most of their attention on group one that we discussed above, the anointed ones, leave the rest alone most of the time, although there's constant dispute, murder, accidents, etc., taking place, but in a more random manner, with least attention on group five. See the page, The Essence of Judgment in This Life, on the website. Note the servants of Satan in category five were seeking to draw more and more into category four, and then more and more into category five. But they're also seeking to lead all the others into sin and error. But again, the main focus is the anointed ones, because if all the anointed ones can be destroyed, Yah's ability to operate on earth is almost totally eliminated. An anointed one, because they have some measure of infilling of Yah's set-apart spirit, are in a very real sense Yah living on earth. Without those people, Yah is almost totally powerless. I've spoken in previous broadcasts in detail about becoming an anointed one, and there are a number of pages on the website that deal with the topic of becoming an anointed one. Becoming one so filled with the spirit of Yah that you can do miracles, heal the sick, raise the dead, walk on water, and generally have a major impact on the earth. There are very, very few people on earth today who fall into that category, a handful perhaps. But it's available to every one of us. It's available to you. I've been there and walked in that, but I lost my anointing due to a brutal divorce, and I can't regain it, but it's there for you. And there are articles on the website which tell you how to get there. Then Yah's blessings and Satan's curses. Yah's blessings flow over the entire planet by inheritance. Thus the blessings of Abram, Isaac, and Yaakov, or Israel, or Jacob, flow through the Shemite people in physical manifestation, primarily the Europeans and the Arabs, the blessings of Abram and the blessings of Ishmael, while the curse of Canaan flows primarily to the African people. However, the entire bloodline relationship is extremely complex and couples with the spiritual dispensations and cultures associated with tribes and nations of the world. So the African people are of the Canaanite spiritual dispensation, but they're largely of the Israelite bloodline through interbreeding. The life of every individual is a massively complex web of illegitimate conceptions, blessings, and curses, such that different people live with different spiritual states, even though they appear to be closely related. And all these things matters not are not as they appear. So you can have a household with two or three or four children, and those children can all have different fathers who are not the head of the house. So they all grow up together as part of the same social strata, etc., with similar education, etc. But one may be bringing heavy curses with them, another may be bringing heavy blessings with them. And so things happen in their lives that are misunderstood and misinterpreted. So a wealthy woman has a relationship with a poorly educated servant from a poor background, and she bears a child who carries those curses. She can have another child by a wealthy aristocrat who has a lot of blessings and bear another child that carries those blessings, and they can grow up in the same home. We can cut off the curses by praying in the name of Yeshua, provided we first recognize our sin and repent of it, turn around from it. You must have a revelation of the authority of Yeshua on earth in order to do this. Note that Satan counterfeits blessings by refraining from seeking judgment and by refraining from killing, stealing, and destroying in the lives of his servants and those who are not serving Yah, in order to create the illusion that they're being blessed. Thus, many of those on earth today who are extremely successful and prosperous also have major sin, and those who are truly seeking to serve Yah are for the most part struggling to survive or living very modestly. And as I said earlier, there's a key point here. If you are at some level really committed to serving Yah, but you don't understand what I've been talking about here, you're going to battle because you're not going to understand the spiritual war that you're involved in. And the forces of darkness are going to make life very difficult for you. On the other hand, if you really, really understand what's going on and take authority over these things, you can prosper. Then judgment at the end of the age. Unless Satan wins at the end of the 7,000 years, all the judgments that are due will come upon the offenders when they come before the throne of Yah to be judged. And I'm talking about believers here. Assuming that they have not transgressed to the point where they do not even qualify to be judged. The tares or chaff or goats of the parables. These will be cast into the fire because they've never had a relationship with Yah, or having had a relationship since the point where they were rejected for eternity. Folks, this is important to understand. If you're a believer at whatever level, and you get into willful sin, there is a point at which Father will say to you, I've had enough, I reject you utterly. And you will then be condemned ultimately to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone when you die, but not before you've paid the price in hell for all your unrepented sins. It's not trivial, it's complex. So you need to understand that once you've committed to Yah, you need to stay committed to Yah, because if you get too shaky and wobbly and start engaging in willful sin, there's a point at which Yah is going to say to you, you know what, I've had enough, not interested in you anymore. Those that do qualify for judgment, that is, those with some level of relationship with Yah, in other words, those that at the very least have chosen to believe in him, will face a spectrum of outcomes ranging from the outer darkness, which is reserved for those who believed in him just enough to make it into heaven, but did nothing for him or in obedience to him, through to those who sit on high thrones with Yeshua for eternity, those who overcome sin in his life, the ones who do the hard work of dealing with sin. In an intermediate state towards the outer darkness are the foolish virgins, those who believed but did very little with their lives and were never filled with the Spirit of Yah, and then towards the thrones, various levels of nobility, for those who at some level made the effort to serve Yah and overcome sin in their lives. These states are described in some detail in The Final Quest by Rick Joyner. And there's a copy of The Final Quest with commentary and annotation and suggested corrections of language and doctrine on the website under the ETI Bible version webpage near the top left of the menu. And if you've not read The Final Quest, I strongly encourage you to read it, and I suggest that you read the version that's on the website. You can download it also as a PDF or a Word document. So I'm out of time. The rest of this article is on the website, the essence of my message concerning the rules of engagement in the contest. Refer particularly to the section at the end on the real battle, which is between the satanic realm and the forces of Yah. Look also at the area on life without sin, and then the confrontation a rejected person experiences when they die. So the real battle, I think we've talked about quite a bit, but just to restate, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions of this dark age, the satanic, demonic realm. The challenge for anyone who wants to get close to Yah is to live without sin. The greatest miracle of Yahushua's life was that he lived for 32 and a half years and died a terrible death without sinning once. The expectation from your side is that if you want to serve him really faithfully, you need to live without sin, which is a battle, particularly when you start out. You're so conditioned by society to do all sorts of things which are offensive to you, like not respecting your parents, like cursing and swearing, like lying, like referring to the Creator as God and the Lord and to Yeshua as Jesus and worshipping the Bible and worshipping Jesus and worshipping Muhammad and worshipping Moses. And everyone is full of error. You need to get to the bottom of those errors and clear out if you really want to get close to Father and if you want to be effective in the battle. And then the confrontation a rejected person experiences when they die. If you die somehow thinking you're going to heaven and you never believed in Yah, you are going to be brought before the lake of fire, told you've been lied to, shown heaven, told you've been lied to, told that if Satan loses the contest, you'll end up in the lake of fire. Horrible, horrible experience. So I want to wrap up by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, I spoke in some detail earlier about the Satanists. I've come across a situation in which the head witch of France was led to salvation, delivered of all her demons, repented of killing her parents, killing her two children, killing her brother and sister, and eating them. And Yah forgave her when she repented, and she became a powerful servant. So if you're a Satanist and you're listening to this, you can turn and serve Yah, and you can become a mighty warrior because you know what the enemy looks like. And if you're not a Satanist, if you're just a run-of-the-mill ordinary person, doesn't matter rich or poor, tall or short, whatever nationality, whatever race, whatever tribe, whatever religion, Father wants you to become his friend. You can right now say, Father Yah, James Robertson says, you want me to become your friend. I want to become your friend. Take me by the hand and lead me. In closing, I'd like to thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can help to connect you with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email, or telephone, so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, if you are listening for the first time, I'm going to say goodnight in a minute to those who've been on the channel for a while. If you're new to the channel, please stay on. There's some things that I'd like to share with you. If you've been listening for a few episodes, please feel free to drop off now at any time. So just to reiterate what I said earlier, Father Yah, take me by the hand and lead me. Bring the people you want into my life. Take the people you don't want in my life out. Open the doors you want opened in my life. Close the doors you want closed. Show me what to read and what not to read. Show me what to listen to and what not to listen to. Show me what to sing and what not to sing. Show me where to go and where not. He will lead you as a young believer who doesn't know the ropes. Father will guide you. He's loving, he's gentle, he's kind. He'll take you by the hand and lead you. I urge you to make a commitment right now and email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org and I will help you. For those of you who are dropping off, good night. For those of you who are new, please stay on. So in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 31 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty. Following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's endtimeissueministries, one word, .org, for more information. The ETI version of the Bible, with correction of key translation errors, is on the ETI Bible version page near the top of the menu, top left. Well, it depends on your screen resolution, I guess, but it's near the top. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far, search on Google for, quote, relationship with Creator Radio. Else, they're all on the website. The transcripts are on the transcripts of broadcast page, and from that, you'll link to recordings as well. Books with my teachings from 1998 until May 2019 are at the Books for Printing page. They're formatted PDFs with covers that you can send to any printer and they'll print it out and bind it for you. There's 12 or 13 books in the set. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search article keyword cloud, table of contents and article search to locate the information you're looking for. There's a lot of information there, answers to a lot of your questions. Folks, I hope to hear from you soon and look forward to seeing you next week. Good night.
Father, I come to you.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to ask you what you understand about the contest between the Almighty Creator, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, and Satan, and what you can do to influence this contest for good or for bad. Please listen to my broadcast on W4CY.com Internet Radio or Talk4TV.com Internet TV. Also visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much.